Despite taking strides, our society is a way to go in achieving gender equality. Subconscious gender bias is one of the more insidious ways in which women are treated irrationally with less respect than men. To explore further is Beatrice Alba, psychologist working at the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society at La Trobe University. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how does subconscious gender bias manifest in our society?
Ah, well, many, many ways. I mean, it depends on the situation, but some of the examples that I talk about in the article that I wrote recently was particularly in kind of, workplace settings. So when people are being selected for a particular job, there would be many examples in which a male would just be favoured for that job over a female, and people aren't always aware that they're actually displaying this bias. So if you were to ask them, you know, about their views, they wouldn't necessarily openly express any sexist views, although plenty of people do, but you would still find that they just show this bias towards preferring males.
So how do you combat something so subtle, particularly in a workplace?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think that the most important thing is to actually just become aware of this, that this is a real phenomena, a real bias that does actually exist. I mean, a lot of people just kind of, because we're not always conscious of what's in our minds and, what motivates our behaviour, people won't always believe it about themselves. But, you know, the more that we can do this research that demonstrates the existence of these effects and, you know, inform the public of them, I think it becomes more convincing that we do actually have a problem, and then people do start to question their own behaviour and their own attitudes, and that's at least a very good first step.
What about for those that, because these discussions have begun to happen quite openly, particularly when people discuss quotas and the like in workplaces, how do you really combat it in people that want to deny that this is a thing?
I think evidence, you know, more and more evidence, you know, these kinds of studies that make it very, very clear that there's just an undeniable effect going on here.
Now, studies have shown that gender bias appears in children. How young do we typically begin to develop gender bias?
Yeah, I mean, various studies have shown various things. Children are aware of their gender at a very, very young age. I mean, at least as young as three. But, the one example of a study that I talked about in my article, it wasn't until the age of six that children started to show a very clear, the study found that girls started to basically be biased against their own gender. So at a younger age, children will be biased towards their own gender. So you ask girls and boys, if a particular character who's really, really smart is a man or a woman, people tend to say their own gender. But by the age of six, girls start to say that a really, really smart person is a man.
And do we have understanding as to why this is?
Well, I think it's just children starting to learn and understand the stereotypes that we have in our society. You know, they start to see that men are more likely to be in particular jobs. They see people preferring men, preferring the opinions of men. You hear more from men on television, I guess. So they just start to learn that, and then they absorb it and start demonstrating it themselves.
I'm speaking with psychologist Beatrice Alba about subconscious gender bias. Now, what are some of the common misconceptions you come across when discussing subconscious gender bias?
Some of the misconceptions. Well, I mean, a lot of the response to the article I wrote, people have been talking about implicit bias measured by a particular test known as the IAT, the Implicit Association Test. And this is a cognitive test that essentially just looks at reaction time when people are sort of looking at two different objects and choosing kind of which one's associated with something good or bad. And that's shown some mixed findings in terms of actually finding evidence for unconscious bias in a bunch of domains, not just gender, but also racism and this kind of thing. But that's just one way of measuring unconscious bias. So there are other ways, and some of the examples that I've talked about already, just asking people, you know, who they prefer for a particular job, or asking children who they think is really, really smart, those are other ways of measuring unconscious bias. And the evidence is quite clear that it really does exist. But also it depends on the domain. So people aren't always biased against females in every single example. You know, in some particular roles, females are preferred, but they're the more sort of gender stereotypical roles, like teaching and nursing and this kind of thing.
How would quotas in workplaces combat subconscious gender bias?
Well, it would ensure that we get a fair balance. You know, it essentially eliminates that the possibility that people can discriminate against a woman because of her gender. And a lot of people, of course, don't like the idea of quotas because they think that means it's being unfair, that, you know, you're ruling out men for a particular role in favour of a woman just because she's a woman. But if you think about the history of, just workplaces, women have been ruled out just because they're women for a long, long time. So a lot of people think that quotas are, first of all, a fair way to redress this historical inequality, but also it is a way of quite consciously preventing ourselves from unconscious bias, making us discriminate against women.
Now, given subconscious gender bias is just that subconscious, and it's quite irrational, how would you suggest we identify it in ourselves and begin to combat it within ourselves?
I think seeking more information. So, you know, hopefully more and more researchers such as myself can make this kind of knowledge public. I think people should actively seek to find the information themselves. You know, we should all be responsible for doing our best to achieve social justice in all areas, not just gender. But coming to know our own minds a little bit better and, you know, also educating each other. I think that the more that you can kind of point these things out to other people, and not necessarily in a combative way, but just kind of explaining the evidence, maybe slowly, gradually, people will start to come around to the idea. And, you know, I think it will take time. I don't think there's going to be an overnight solution, particularly because of the nature of the way that our minds work. But, you know, gradually I think that the more that we do become conscious of these things, we will eventually get towards gender equality.
Well, that's a very hopeful note to leave it on. Beatrice, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great, thank you so much.
Beatrice Alba there, psychologist working at the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society at La Trobe University, speaking about subconscious gender bias.